March 22, the faith that will not let go. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Genesis 32, 26. You who love to speak of the faults of others, arouse and look into your own hearts. Take your Bibles and go to God in earnest prayer. Ask him to teach you to know yourself, to understand your weakness, your sins and follies in the light of eternity. Ask him to show yourself as you stand in the sight of heaven. This is an individual work. In humility, send your petitions to God and do not rest day nor night until you can say, hear what the Lord hath done for me, till you can bear a living testimony and tell of victories won. Jacob wrestled with the angel all night before he gained the victory. When morning broke, the angel said, let me go, for the day breaketh. But Jacob answered, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Then his prayer was answered. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, said the angel, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Genesis 32, 26 to 28. We need the perseverance of Jacob and the unyielding faith of Elijah. Time after time, Elijah sent his servant to see if the cloud was rising, but no cloud was to be seen. At last, after seven times, the servant returned with the word, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. 1 Kings 18:44. Did Elijah stand back and say, I will not receive this evidence, I will wait until the heavens gather blackness? No, he said, it is time for us to be going. He ventured all upon that token from God and sent this his messenger before him to tell Ahab that there was the sound of abundance of rain. It is such faith as this that we need, faith that will take hold and will not let go. Inspiration tells us that Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. Heaven heard his prayer. He prayed that the rain might cease, and there was no rain. Again he prayed for rain, and rain was sent. And why should not the Lord be entreated in behalf of his people today? Oh, that the Lord would imbue us with his Spirit. Oh, that the curtain might be rolled back, that we might understand the mystery of godliness.